USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New CDC guidelines are advising people to use non-medical face coverings to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. President Trump said it's not for him.
Somehow sitting in the Oval Office behind that beautiful Resolute desk, the great Resolute desk, I think wearing a face mask as I greet presidents, prime ministers, dictators, kings, queens, I don't know, somehow I don't see it for myself.
He said the states had a chance to order hard-to-come-by ventilators years ago.
The previous administration, the shelves were empty, so what you should do is speak to the people from the previous administration.
3M shot back over the Trump administration's criticism, saying to stop the exports of medical-grade masks raises significant humanitarian implications. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some states and cities have finally been shipped the masks, gloves, and ventilators from the nation's medical stockpile to fight the coronavirus. But some of the material is unusable. Nearly 6,000 masks sent to Alabama had dry rot and a 2010 expiration date. More than 150 ventilators sent to the Los Angeles area were broken and had to be repaired. And in Oregon, it was masks with faulty elastic that could cause the straps to snap, exposing medical workers to the disease. Charles Boyle, a spokesman for Oregon Governor Kate Brown, said some of the equipment had been purchased during the H1N1 outbreak more than a decade ago. Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado requested a probe into the management of the supply and distribution of ventilators from the national stockpile. California Governor Gavin Newsom said Los Angeles received about 170 ventilators, but they had to be repaired. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A new poll shows changes in the race for the White House, and USA's John Hunt has the results.
Former Vice President Joe Biden now leads President Donald Trump in the latest Grinnell College national poll. The poll shows Biden garnering 47% support to Trump's 43. The poll also measured a hypothetical head-to-head contest between Trump and Bernie Sanders. Trump leads Sanders 44% to 43. Of those who identify as a Biden supporter in a head-to-head matchup with Trump, 55% said their mind is made up. 43% said they could be persuaded to support a different candidate. 82% of self-identified Trump supporters say their mind is made up on who they'll support in a general election, with just 17% saying they could be persuaded to vote for someone else.
Another tragedy for the Kennedy family. Authorities say they're now conducting a recovery search for the daughter and grandson of former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend after a canoe they were paddling in the Chesapeake Bay didn't return to shore. The missing relatives were identified as Mauve Kennedy Townsend McKean, 40, and McKean's 8-year-old son, Gideon Joseph Kennedy McKean. Kennedy Townsend, who served 2 terms as Maryland's lieutenant governor, is the eldest daughter of the late U.S. Attorney General and U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy, also the niece of the late President John F. Kennedy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.